Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 11 regarding Rosa, R-O-S-A, Blachowski, B-L-A-C-H-O-W-S-K-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Blachowski as described in the reports listed above. Apparently, she's now a 73-year-old woman who, again, recalls she was injured working 4-9-14. Period. She was working at CVS, picking a case of medicine bottles, and I rolled to the floor. Period. On another occasion, a shelf and unclear items fell on her back, hips, and stomach. Period. She complains about the CVS administration handling of her claim for this injury and that they, quote, denied workers' compensation, period, end quote. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of her hip was out and she had an injury to her lower back and three hernias, period. She relates undergoing low back surgery in November 2014, hernia surgery in August 2015, left hip surgery in August 2017, and an unspecified pelvic surgery in 2019. But she continues to see Dr. Azau, A-Z-A-U, at Reconstructive Orthopedics every 6 months for injections to her lumbar spine. Period. Her last treatment was approximately October of 2021. Period. A paragraph. I am not receipt of any additional new medical documentation to review. Period. You have, however, described her application to the second injury fund that will be inserted from your cover letter. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed swelling of most of her finger joints. But there was ulnar deviation of several fingers as well, consistent with advanced osteoarthritis. Period. There was a healed open right anterior shoulder scar, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. She was unable to make a full fist. Period. Accordingly, grip strength was breakaway bilaterally. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period. She had difficulty with fine motor skills, but had gross motor skills intact. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed the left leg to be 1/4 inch shorter than the right. Period. There were bulky veins on the right leg, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hips and pelvis normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. She walked on an intelligent gait on the left, but did not utilize a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. Inspection revealed a midline, midline 2 1/4 inch scar, consistent with her surgery. Period. And the upper left buttocks was a 3 inch, more transverse looking scar. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 50 degrees with 10 units. Period. Extension was to 20 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. She was tender in the midline to the lumbosacral junction, as well as the greater trochanters bilaterally. Period. When laying supine, she complained of right hip tenderness at 75 degrees. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, she had left thigh tenderness. Period. Neither maneuver elicited low back or radicular complaints below the knees. Period. impressions. President Bukowski reportedly was injured at work on 4/9/14. Apparently, it is my understanding, this claim was denied. Apparently, she nevertheless received treatment for many years. Period. This was described in depth in my earlier reports. Period. I have not received any additional medical documentation that was not previously available. Period. However, it is now evident that she applied. She applied for a second injury fund petition. Period. New paragraph. The current examination was quite similar to that most recently performed by me in 2019. Period. It will not be repeated here. Period. This case has the same amount of disability I previously offered and will be inserted as marked. Period. End.